Blog Talk Radio.
Country, and it was on a website that supports American troops with sending food into the war zone and sending, you know, the little comforts of home to the troops that are fighting and dying in fighting Islam. And so I copied it. The name of the group is Madison Something. I copied it yesterday, and I just uploaded it tonight. So, but they had a nice sound, and I like a traditional Star Spangled Banner, and if I find it, I've got one on vinyl that was a record that was cut just before D-Day. And it's the Star Spangled Banner played by the original cast of D-Day. If I find it, I'll play it for you tonight. So, where are we today? One day we're all going to wake up in this country, there's only going to be one creek, and we're all going to be up it without a paddle. It is unbelievable what the Democrats have done to this country. It's a wonder. It's a wonder we're still around. So let me just do something here. We will... nothing comes easy, man. Have you noticed that in life? Nothing comes easy. The lawyers have screwed up everything. When Shakespeare said, kill all the lawyers, he knew what he was talking about. Okay, we'll go to a couple of things. Did you know that the Boston Marathon victims are denied a financial compensation because the Boston Marathon bombing was not declared a terrorist act? What was it, a dance routine? But you see what communism has done. Speaking to Jimmy from Brooklyn tonight, and he reminded me that political correctness is part of the communist takeover of the United States, and it is in many of their articles on how to destroy the USA. And here's a comment on that. Boston Marathon victims denied insurance reimbursement because the bombing was not an act of terror. Why are these terrorists all getting extended the warranties? This Major Hassan should have been wheeled up to the gallows and pushed off the edge with a rope around his neck a long time ago. What is this? It's a reward. If you kill Americans, the government gives you a reward. Is there a bounty on Americans set by the Democrat Party? The party of death? Yes, the party of death. That's what I call them. In Spanish, it's Parte de la Muerte. Okay, we're going to talk about football practice. And what do we got to say about football practice? Messages coming in very slowly. I think the IRS is handling my messages. I can't believe how long this is. Here we go. Football practice. Now that it is public knowledge that football players beat their wives, Congress has passed the Fair Football Act of 2014, and there will be no more drop kicking. And as of tomorrow, all football teams have to practice punching and catching. Every football player from now on, when punching the missus lights out, has to catch her before she hits the floor. And no more touchdown dances when she is put to sleep. Elevator dragging is banned. She must be carried out of the elevator while the player tells the witnesses she's just very tired. Every woman lives in fear when getting married to a football player. Especially when the preacher says at the closing, you may now hit the bride. And if you need counseling, it's available at, where is it available? At the Mike Tyson School of Gentle Reminders. Other than that, play ball. Tomorrow we cover an atrocity that's hidden from view, the atrocity that men will never talk about. They are too ashamed. They hang their heads in shame when this subject comes up. Battered husbands. This week's hearing is canceled because the victims can't get out of the house. And not only that, there's a shortage of face socks. Hey, everybody. It's Obama and Kerry, and they're looking for allies. After insulting the Queen of England with CDs and returning the bust of Winston Churchill, what do you mean by CDs? He was a guest in Buckingham Palace, and they were exchanging presents, and he gave the Queen of England a copy of a CD of his speeches. without, and the teleprompter, a free teleprompter. Yeah. And he returned the bust to Winston Churchill. What fool does that? We watched Winston Churchill play by Albert Finney last night on TV. It was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Churchill was for England. And in the movie, you get the impression that FDR was surrounded by communist apparatchiks. And, of course, he was getting weak and feeble. And the end of the movie is Churchill is stunned by the capitulation of Franklin to Stalin, Franklin Roosevelt to Stalin. And he says, "We started World War II because we wanted to save Poland from the Nazis. And we have ended World War II by giving Poland to the Russians. What did we win?" It was very good. Very good. And let's see. So Obama's looking for allies, and he's insulted the Queen of England. France said, "Why follow you? We are already communist." Angela Merkel said, "If you already know my answer because you listen to my phone calls." And speaking of listening to phone calls, Snowden is a KGB agent, in my honest opinion, and my accurate opinion. He's a KGB agent. He is not a whistleblower or a hero, Second Amendment hero. He's a KGB agent. He ran to China first and gave them what they wanted. Then he took everything over to the Soviet Union and gave it to Putin. He is a KGB agent. He betrayed his country. And when does a private get access to 1 million? Was it 1,200,000 memos? And what was her name? His name? Its name? What was that one? Manning. Private Manning. A private. Some privates can't even get into the mess hall. And this one was in the top secret headquarters. And he walked out with, I think he walked out with about 800,000 memos. I think Snowden got 1 million too for Mother Russia. Yeah. Unbelievable. And I think that Manning has had a sex change operation and he's changed his name to Chelsea, I think. I might be wrong about that. I might have the wrong name change. Okay, so, and they asked Putin if he wanted to be part of the coalition of the willing. He said no, because he's helping Syria, and besides, it might interfere with his AK-47 sales throughout the world. He wants to make sure the world is armed when they come for us. Yeah. And he also said to Obama, "Don't forget you promised me Ukraine and Alaska." Turkey, the old home of the Ottoman Caliphate, who would not let Bush land in Turkey and took $8 billion to say no, forcing the great USA to sail through the Suez Canal and to invade Iraq. Remember that? Yeah, we paid him $8 billion to say no. So, give me $8 billion, I'll say no. It's easy. You know what Patton would have said? You can say no, but we're landing here anyway. But we'll only be here for a coffee break. Obama has no one, and he better pray that the U.S. troops don't turn him down or make him sign a pink slip contract. Oh, there is one nation that did volunteer to join him, but they just pulled out, and that's the Olympic Jamaica's Olympic bobsled team. They just found out there's no snow where Obama's going. Unbelievable. So welcome to Blog and Talk Radio. If you go to the Spirit of America Party radio show on Blog Talk Radio, you will get the latest broadcasts. So let's turn to a little Elvis. Tonight we're celebrating the Spirit of America.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains that majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. O beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and he crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. To that last part.
Okay.
Whew. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's fantastic.
Yep. Short life. Drugs cut him down at 42. Wasn't he 42 when he died? He had the world on a string, man. Yep. And drugs got him. Drugs gets a lot of people. They're easy targets and the ones that think they can handle it. I'm in control of my body. Okay, let's hear some news. Mississippi High Court sets McDaniel appeal schedule. McDaniel is running against Thad Cochran. Thad Cochran is a rhino who voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. Yes, nobody knows about that. I wonder what his stand is on abortion. 80% of flag burners vote to kill kids. McDaniels is appealing. What happened was Thad Cochran played dirty pool. He brought in 35,000 Democrat voters to vote for him in a Republican primary, which you can do in Mississippi. So so Chris McDaniel challenged him, and he appealed, and the lower court threw the case out, and then he appealed to a higher court, and they said, okay, let's hear it. And they've given Cochran's attorneys a September 24th a deadline to file arguments, and the McDaniel camp must file a response to Cochran's arguments by September the 26th. So I wish him well and much success. And it would be nice to have an American from Mississippi instead of a semi-Democrat. Semi-Democrat, I like that. Okay, let's see what other stories are in the news. Instead of going sissy, why not teach bravery? That's the theme of our show tonight. Let's see what that says. And Oh, you know what? While we're waiting for it to download, I'll give you the Irish National Anthem.
We'll sing a song, a soldier song, with cheering, rousing chorus. As round our blazing fires we throng, the starry heavens o'er us, impatient for the coming fight. And as we wait the morning light, here in the silence of the night, we will chant the soldier's song. Soldiers are we, whose lives are pledged to Ireland. Some have come from a land beyond the wave, sworn to be free. No more our ancient sire land shall shelter the despot or the slave. Tonight we man the barn of wealth, in Erin's cause come woe or well. Mid cannons roar and rifles peal, we will chant
like that, because they pay a tribute to soldiers who are fighting for their country, and not like us who walk around and go, America is war weary, we're war weary. Less than 1% of the nation fights for it and knows what the word weary really means, and the rest of us are war weary because we've been told we were war weary by the communist press. You're war weary, you're war weary. You're going into a deep slumber. Here, smoke some weed. Get nice and comfy. And then one day you'll wake up and there'll be Russian tanks coming down the street with the Chinese road guards directing traffic. And you'll think it's a look, it's a parade. Okay, so here was the topic of the show tonight. Instead of going sissy, why not teach bravery? Kids in school should learn about present-day American heroes like Sean Smith, Glenn Doherty, and Ty Woods. But the communists don't want you to remember their names. That's why the communists say, Ambassador Stevens and three others. Well, now you know their names. Sean Smith, Glenn Doherty, and Ty Woods. How, against all odds, they chose to return to an overrun embassy and rescue brother Americans. And that is what Americans do. And that is why we are called the United States, one nation under you-know-who. Tell the story of what happened over Shanksville, Pennsylvania, when passengers on a hijacked jet realized Muslims were going to kill their fellow Americans. They rose up and forced the Muslims to nosedive into an open field. The fighting cry was, let's roll. By their unselfish sacrifice, they saved thousands of lives. What's that? Oh, I can't say Muslim? Okay. How about Martians from Saudi Arabia? Bartender, champagne.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore.
This is the Obama song.
Golden days before they end. Whisper secrets to the wind. Your baby won't be near you anymore. Tender nights before they fly. Send falling stars that seem to cry. It's over. go to you, that's all, that's all. But you'll see lonely sunsets after all.
Favorite guitar player and soloist, the great, great Roy Orbison. When I seen him on the stage with imposters like a Bruce Springsteen, it broke my heart. Losers like Bruce Springsteen, who everybody gets up and sings USA, born in the USA, and one of the lines in Born in the USA is, I went to Nam to kill the yellow man. And no, we didn't. Those GIs that went to Vietnam, they went there to save south of Vietnam, full of yellow men. They went there to save yellow men from communism, slavery. Yes, and Bruce Springsteen, who never served this country, along with the Jumbo, the Governor Jumbo. You can't say that. He's a good guy. No, he's not. He's not a good guy. He tied up traffic. You want him in Washington tying up traffic because he doesn't like somebody? You got to be kidding. Okay, there's a lady named Joni Ernst. She's in a Senate race, and a billionaire, an Obama billionaire, is pouring in millions of dollars to destroy her. What a shame. So, if you're in the state that Joni Ernst is running for, tell Joni she needs to do, very easy, she needs to do a concert. She needs to get like those boys that are playing the Star Spangled Banner, Madison, whatever their name is. She needs to get a concert going. A concert for Joni Ernst to fight that billionaire communist. In the meantime, she could open up the show with this.
What good is music? What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
That lady is running for the Senate in Iowa. Iowa. God bless her. Write this name down and Google it when you get a chance. Gentleman's name is Brendan, B-R-E-N-D-A-N. His last name is Tevlin, T-E-V-L-I-N. A good kid, making a lot of progress in life He was taken down by a Muslim, I think in New Jersey. That's why I'm telling you to Google it. And he was killed by a Muslim. I think he was shot. And the Muslim said that he was avenging the Muslim world for all the Muslims that have been killed by the Americans. Oh, he's here. I don't know how he got in here. He must have came in disguised as a Latin American. Or maybe he's on a student visa. Or maybe a Fulbright scholarship. And Democrats import a lot of terrorists. So what else we got going on here? I told you about the Boston Marathon victims. It was not a terroristic act. But as of tomorrow, you have to fill out an application and register your pressure cooker. Yeah, Mario Cuomo will be saying, you don't need 30 pressure cookers to kill a deer. Mario Cuomo, what a mistake he is. Just goes to show you, if you got money, you can go anywhere. Okay, I have the word speech highlighted. Let's see what that says. Oh, we might have to do another tune because the downloads are taking forever. Let's see what we got. I want to do a short one. I'm looking for 2 minutes. Johnny Mathis singing Wonderful. Would you like to hear that? Would you like to hear the Ketchup song? Ah, it's down. Here comes the speech. It's Obama's speech. It's a little criticism. Oh, and speaking of criticisms, Tom Brokaw is saying we have to stop calling Muslims terrorists. It's only a handful of Muslims. Yeah, it's a handful. Yeah. Well, what's a handful? 1% of a billion? What's that? 100 million? 10 million? Yeah. Oh, and they just discovered it's not 10,000 ISIS. Oh, it's not supposed to be ISIS. You can't drive. You got to take the S out because we don't want to involve Syria. So we're calling them ISIL. And that's the Islamic slavery in Los Angeles. Yeah, unbelievable, man. It's the Levant. The L stands for Levant, like Oscar Levant, the piano player. ISIS crisis. Cannot say ISIS because the S stands for Syria, which is promised to Putin and Iran. And I'm criticizing the president's speech. Oh, Brokaw is no good, by the way. And he made money on the World War II veterans. He is no good. As a matter of fact, when you see him on the screen, hold your nose because he's kind of stinky. But the president looked like he just got caught in a drug raid. He couldn't wait till his 15 minutes ran out, which seems to be his theme. Run out of Benghazi, run out of Iraq, run out of Afghanistan. Oh, by the way, he lost 2,300 Americans in Afghanistan. He's not telling you about. It's none of your business. I have a phone and I have a pen. Yeah. Instead of Obama phone, why not give out Rosetta Stone and we can all learn to speak English? So, in his quisling press, Obama labeled 2,300 dead Americans as NATO troops to be identified later. But everybody knows they're not being buried in Holland. Guess how many American troops Bush lost in 8 years? 8 years in Afghanistan. 461. And every name, town, and family picture was in the media. Remember that. And they used to stick a mic in a gold star mother's face and go, how do you feel now that your son is dead under George Bush? And then when Bush went to Iraq, the first thing the press did is they made an alliance with the French to destroy Bush before he even got to Europe. He was going to Europe. And they got a hold of the French and they made a pact to destroy him. So they brought on NBC, you know, nothing but communists. They brought out a French expert. And they said, what do you think about Bush? He said, nobody likes Bush. Everybody hates Bush. Yeah. And guess what? You know what the French did today? They ordered new balcony flags because they're afraid that ISIS is going to take over. And they're going to be riding their camels under the Arc de Triomphe or the Arc de Defeat, the swollen feet. Unbelievable, man. You know, you ever hear the story about the retired GI that went to Paris? And he landed at Orly Airport, and he was going through customs, and the gendarme said, "Monsieur, where's your passport?" He says, "I don't need a passport." "Monsieur, everyone who comes to France needs a passport." He goes, "Gee, that's funny. I was here in 1944, and nobody asked me for a passport. As a matter of fact, there were no Frenchmen here. They were all German." Yeah, oh, man. When Charles de Gaulle wanted all American troops out of France, it is rumored that Colin Powell said to him, "Should we dig up the graves, too, and take them with us?" And Charles did not respond. Did not respondez-vous. Okay, so what's the difference? In Iraq, it was a great move by Bush. The only trouble is he didn't follow up on it. He had the momentum. He had the leverage, but he didn't. He had an excellent opportunity. You know what his opportunity was? Get out a map and look at Iran. And then look at all the countries that surround Iran and bodies of water that surround Iran. Bush had American troops in every country. He had Iran completely surrounded. And from Saddam's palace in Baghdad, he could have been at Ahmadinejad's house in a half hour with an Abrams tank. And that was the time to get the Iranians to give up their nukes, because Gaddafi got the message. Come on in, it's okay. I don't have any more nukes. I'm getting out of the game. Come on in. So what did they do? You see what happens when you go weak? Hillary Clinton decides to declare war on Libya. We came, we saw, we killed him, and her and her two girlfriends, they all left. We killed him. Yeah, and then on September 11th, the day when all America should be ready for any treachery, everywhere in the world, we weren't ready as 150 Al-Qaeda, ISIS, whatever their name is this week, came over the wall and killed the American ambassador. And other men died trying to save them. Brave men died. What is he trying to do, kill all the brave men so that the Democrats can take over the world? Who's going to listen to look at Obama, he's running around, he can't get any support. Even the British don't want to go with them. The British go with us everywhere. Yeah. And you think the Australians are going to put anybody under Obama? Huh? They will be singing Waltzing Matilda all the way home. So, Bush had an opportunity to take their nukes away. And Bush, the one thing that Bush had that helped him win and subdue Iraq and string up Saddam Hussein. You ever see the picture of Saddam Hussein, a big painting of Saddam Hussein? He's standing as tall as the World Trade Towers that are next to him in the painting, and a plane is coming in for the second hit, and he's smoking a cigar. He's laughing at it. I wonder how much he paid to kill Americans. I know he was paying $25,000 for every Jew that was killed. I think he was paying at least $35,000 for Americans. He was paying them out of a bank in Paris. I think it was Bank Paribas. And, in Salmon Park in Iraq, they had a passenger jet mock-up where they used to practice cutting the throats of pilots. So I imagine he hosted a lot of terrorists. As a matter of fact, there was one terrorist that was wanted, I think, for a TWA hijacking. Do you remember that guy? And he was a guest of Saddam's government until the word came that the Americans were coming. And then he suddenly died by accident, having his eyes shot out. Yeah, they found him in a hotel room with his eyes shot out. Wonderful. And if you, of course, if you're on the Iraqi soccer team and you lose, they cut your legs off, or they put you in the Iron Maiden. And one of their favorite torture tactics is they take you up to the roof of a building and throw you off. And if you're still shaking, when they get down, they take you back up and throw you off again. It's a great life. And, of course, if you're a high school girl, Uday would come by and pick you out for the weekend, rape you, and then feed you to his dogs. What a nice guy. Yes, but you know what Bush did? He planted Uday and Qusay on Sandal Hill. That's right. He did. He was dealing justice. My cowboy was riding his bicycle. He never rode into town on a horse, but he had a bicycle and he had a nice helmet. Yeah. Obama has a bicycle. I got a picture of Obama on a bicycle next to Putin on a horse. Yeah, God help us, we're in trouble, man. I don't think we can survive two more years. It's a wonder. If somebody had a lot of brains, they could do us in big time. But they're waiting for us to give them the idea. They have no creativity. But they had creativity the night of 9/11 when they killed us with our own aircraft and credit cards. So, Obama can't listen to advisors. And he probably pre-read the speech that was written for him just once. And tonight he did not believe anything he said. The Saudis never say anything in public about the Middle East and the relations with the United States. And King Abdullah is screaming from the highest minaret. Tomorrow, we must remember, this is written the day before 9/11. Obama's speech was, the 10th? Tomorrow, we must remember that 17 of the devout Muslims were Saudis. Two were not, but all were, according to their religion, saints and martyrs. And I just saw a website that was identifying Osama bin Laden as a saint, a Muslim website. And it shows a picture of the plane going into the towers, and they're saying that, they call us kafirs, that Islam is destroying the kafirs. And O'Reilly calls the bad Muslims thugs. But Muslims call them saints. They are all saints. They prepare to go to paradise. They shave their bodies. Watching John Kerry at a press conference in Baghdad, his bodyguards let the camera crews come too close. Do you remember Shah Ahmed Massoud, the Lion of the Panjshir in Afghanistan? He was murdered by a cameraman's suicide bomber the night before Osama killed New Yorkers. He took him out first because he expected retaliation in Afghanistan. And he killed Shah Ahmed Massoud of the Northern Alliance because he was warning the Americans that Osama was coming. And it was his Northern Alliance that helped us defeat the Taliban. And then we had a falling out. What happened? Who pulled the plug on the relationship? Two of America's greatest weaknesses is intelligence, and back to 1941. And I started to tell you, they discovered ISIS is not a 10,000 as they originally believed. But tonight, the CIA has told us they're up to 51,000. And tomorrow night, it'll be, 51,000 times 72 virgins. Yeah, tomorrow it'll be 500,000. Did we say 51,000? No, we meant 510,000. Yeah. So, when we went to Afghanistan, Bush had all his bases covered and he was ready to win a war. Obama had 140,000 troops in Iraq and he couldn't negotiate a 40,000-man pacification team to stay. He took everybody out. He gave the store away. You know why he did that? Because he never served in the military. He has no idea what it's like to hump a hill or stand guard duty. Saddam Hussein was the biggest fool of this century. He had it all. He had palaces, banks, oil, and deadly power. He had the keys to the bank. Hussein, go down to the bank and get me $1 million for the weekend. Yeah, and Nancy Pelosi never forgave Bush for killing her two sons, Uday and Hussein. Pelosi. Yep. Saddam had it all, and he gassed 5,000 Kurds in Halabja using his uncle. Was it his uncle? What they call him? Chemical Ali. And they hanged him, too. Bush hanged him, too. Yes. And his last words were, "I'm not a Democrat." If you recall, our troops are going into Iraq, and they all wore chemical poisoning suits in 110-degree weather. You know what it's like to be in a rubber suit, huh? Confined completely in an air-free rubber suit in 110 degrees. You know how many pounds you sweat in 5 minutes? Not because they wanted to, but because on the ground we believed that Saddam had WOMDs. Some people say the Russians helped them move it, and you could find them in Syria at the corner of Kennedy Boulevard and Kerry Avenue. The UN inspector who said Iraq did not have WMDs, you know what his name was? Mohammed Baradei. And he just ran for the presidency of Iran, who does not have WMDs. Don't let anyone tell you that we did not have to go to Iraq. Do you know, and I mentioned the dead Americans and how much Saddam paid for them. At the time, we were getting ready to go to Iraq from the war, there was one pilot that was shot down, and his name was Michael Spiker, and we all thought he was being tortured in an Iraqi prison. And I don't know if you'll remember this, but did you ever see the CBS? I think it was CBS, might have been ABC. Back to Baghdad. With Bob, I just had his name on the tip of my tongue. He was a press reporter for either CBS or ABC, and he was captured and put in an Iraqi prison. And he was being interviewed at the airport in Kuwait before flying back to the USA. And the interviewer said, "Can you tell the difference between Americans being tortured and Arabs being tortured?" And he said, "Yes." Bob, what's his name? Back to Baghdad. He's still working for the networks. And when he said yes, he had a look of fear in his eyes. I mean, he was lucky to be alive. Okay. So, beware of weaklings who tell you that America is war-weary. Those are the ones who lost the war in Vietnam and aided the communists. Only 1% carries the entire burden of war, and they are war-weary, and they need a big raise. Plus American health care, not VA torture. And the answer to the VA problem is not to appoint another schmuck who's going to kick the can down the road. It's time to recall all the cans. The answer to the VA problem is privatization and vouchers, and let the GIs go anywhere they want and go to the front of the line. Wait a minute, front of the line, veteran coming in. You don't think we couldn't do that? Obama says he has a coalition of the willing. They say he has 9 countries. Poland, who he betrayed. Georgia, who he betrayed. Germany, who does not trust him. France, who can change a balcony flag in 2 minutes. England, whom he sent the bust of Churchill back and insulted the Queen. I wonder what their pet name for him is. And then there's 4 others, St. Kitts, Barbados, Martinique, and the Jamaican bobsled team. Yeah, he said ISIS is not Muslim because they practice genocide. Why can't they destroy their enemies like he does with the IRS? ISIS is totally Muslim, and they are using Mohammed's playbook, convert or die. ISIS is Al-Qaeda with new uniforms. Never forget this. The Arabs have a saying, the fingers are different, but the hand is the same. And the hand that holds the knife is the same. And it's supported by the fingers. And that is what we are facing as sure as GIs are being shot in the back by allies in Afghanistan. And the word to the wise, GIs, you learn this in basic training and you never forget it. Never be without your weapon, no matter where you are. You're sitting on the bowl, you're ready to shoot. Never let anybody get your back but another brother. And Obama's biggest joke is there's going to be no boots on the ground. Everybody will be wearing sneakers. How can you direct airstrikes without spotters on the ground? You're going to let Al-Qaeda direct the airstrikes? Well, we didn't know they were a radical group. You know the difference between a radical Muslim and a moderate Muslim? A moderate Muslim cuts your throat with a nice smooth blade only once. A radical Muslim hacks away with a rusty old razor blade. Obama himself said he already has 575 boots on the ground. He says, but they won't be fighting. I said, if they do, he'll leave them to die like Benghazi. He's got to account for Benghazi. Hillary blood clot Clinton is not getting off the hook. Oh, no. There is an army arraying right now. They're going to drag every lie out of every liar about Benghazi. And you can put a football player who knocked his wife out on the front page. But we're going to get to the bottom. Because we have Troy Gowdy. Trey Gowdy. Yes. The Torquemada of the Republican Party. Okay. So, he says ISIS will find no safe haven unless they're on the southern border or in Michigan or Democrat Massachusetts. The party is typical. The man is typical Democrat. He's war weary with no skin in the game. He can solve problems from a desk. You know what Patton said? No good military decision was ever made in a swivel chair. That is all we have in Washington, and I'm a little bit leery about the Marine general he just appointed. This is the same Marine general who was buddies with General Petraeus, who fell in love with a teenager. And this guy was sending pictures of himself topless to a girl that throws parties in Florida for the brass. You think Patton would have went to one of those parties and those guys wouldn't have been on the front the following day? You think if Patton walked into the Pentagon, all you would hear would be people jumping out of windows and shots being fired and bitch slaps? Yeah. And that's all we have in Washington is a host of swivel chairs. Please, Mr. President, don't use Somalia as a guide for success. I see helicopter pilots being dragged through the streets under the Clinton Aspen assault minus hardware. God forbid you turn Afghanistan into another Mogadishu mile. The defeats are coming faster and faster. Media Alzheimer's can't keep up with the cover-ups. In case you don't know it, we are in a 50-year jihad. We got Somalis in Massachusetts who are waiting for the call of the Muezzin. Soon American marketplaces will be bomb targets. Baby carriages will be Kevlar'd up. You will have to take your shoes off in proud Burger King. And don't be surprised if the first target is Target. 911 was not chosen by accident. Pray all is quiet tomorrow. And don't you think that the World Trade Center towers was not walked off by Muslim terrorists? Huh? You don't think that they checked out the closest firehouses and timed how long it would take for the trucks to get to the building? You don't, excuse me, dear, is this the 88th floor? Is this where all the elevators are? Thank you, my dear. Yes, they walked off that entire World Trade Center. In case you don't know it, we're in a 50-year jihad. Pray all is quiet tomorrow, and it did work out. It was quiet. So we can remember how weak we were. The sad part is, yes, our two greatest weaknesses, intelligence, back to 1941, and the ability to negotiate. Just look at John Kerry. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know. He thinks A1 sauce is ketchup. The sad part is we are less safe today, as sure as Korans are found on the southern border. Narco-terrorists are helping Islamic terrorists. And you know the easiest way to get Ebola and anthrax up into the United States is through a drug route. When you open up the package and you think it's cocaine, it could be anthrax. Many are getting Eric Holder of Fast and Furious gun specials. The border is wide open, and Ebola comes from Boko Haram country, so they're already there. They already got the source of supply. So the team that draws red lines and pushes red reset buttons now is going to win a war against radical Islam. And I already told you about the difference between moderate Islam and radical Islam. Moderate is one smooth cut across the throat. Islam is a religious government with governors known as caliphs. The only ones that tell us they are not the same hand are naive communists whose slogan is, any country but mine. If you are not a Muslim, you do not understand the Muslim mind. I'm so tired of these white experts, these never been out of the bathroom experts, and telling us the definition of Islam. They have no idea. They think the Quran is on a cob and you butter it. Yeah, unbelievable, man. I've seen the so-called experts. They make me puke. I saw a woman come back from a trip to the Middle East, and she wrote a book. There are 99 names for Allah. Yeah. You know what's the first thing they tell you when you get there? There are 99 names for Allah. You know? Abdu. Abdu is the slave. So a guy named Abdullah is slave of God. Abdu Allah. I used to remember them all. Abdul Rahim is the slave of the merciful God. I was known as Abdul Dinar, the slave of money. And I had a friend who was known as Abdul Telephone. He was the slave of the telephone. Okay. So let's see what it says. Then Obama talked about job creation and made fun of ISIS, calling them junior varsity, beating up farmers, pharmacists, and dentists. Well, it looks like I'll be drilling with my dentist. I only wish it was for American oil that Obama is saving for Putin. And coal miners of America, you got the greatest screwing in the history of the country. You might as well have been put up against a wall and shot. They just turned off your source of living. And you were betrayed by your own. Look around you. If tomorrow, and I'm not talking about your fellow worker. I'm talking about the guys you sent to office or tried not to send to office. If tomorrow there's a bright light in Manhattan, we're all going to be in the military. Boy, I sure miss those 343 firemen who died trying to save us. Somebody should tell that as a history lesson in school. All children, American children, should know how many brave Americans there are. guys like Pat Tillman, who walked away from an $11 million contract to avenge 9-1-1. And he was killed in a friendly fire incident. And the left cheered and danced. They called him a jerk for giving up the $11 million to go fight for this country, the one that they hate. You know, the Wall Street crowd, Occupy Wall Street. Yeah, and they came out of their occupied apartments that they pay $3,000 a month for a studio. Yeah, they came out and demonstrated, and then they went and put on their tuxes and went out on the town. Yeah, I like those convenient communists. So, I sure missed those 343 firemen who died trying to save, especially Eric Olson, who I knew was a customer of mine. And his was a real sad story. And he was a real Viking, man. And his father was a Viking. And Eric used to let homeless people sleep in his truck to get out of the cold when he was on duty at the firehouse. And another fireman, both of these guys are on a flag in my church. Another fireman named John Chapura, who survived the Hezbollah attack on the Marine Corps barracks in Beirut. They got him. They finally came to New York and killed him. And now they're in every state in the Union. And who's the guy that's in charge of immigration who approves who comes in and who doesn't come in? Who's that guy? Because that guy has killed a lot of Americans. Two sentences I hate. One, blood and treasure. You can't combine the two. They don't mix. A wife and mother's treasure is her loved one. That is all blood. And two, the ambassador Chris Stevens and three others. Why can't you say Sean Smith, Ty Woods, and Glenn Doherty, and all the networks that do it, including Fox? And in case you didn't notice, the press, including Fox, is gently separating Obama bin Laden from Hillary Bloodclot Clinton. She is going to get a new image, and there is nothing they do about the smell of betrayal. Someone hung up on that 911 call, and it was not even 3 a.m. The difference between Bush and Obama is the team. One won, and the other can't stop losing on all fronts. And he's going to China next. Watch out, Japan. I feel sorry for any black man running for office. I can hear the argument now, and so can you. But that won't stop Carson. Last night I talked about American everyday saints. Ask Ben if he knows any saints. We already know the answer, and her name is Mom. Never forget 911 and all those 911 New Yorkers from every state in the Union who signed up to fight back so that we could live. Pay them what they're worth and love them. A couple of YouTube sites you might want to look at. YouTube, 911, Danny Boy, Abu Tam. Roy Orbison sings Danny Boy. YouTube, copy of Benghazi and 911 call. That's Abu Tam. And Billy Joel sings Honesty. And YouTube, SEAL Team 6, Sacrificed. Abu Tam, and I think that one, SEAL Team 6, Sacrificed, My Country, Tis of Thee, Acapello. And YouTube, American Crossroads, Abu Tam. That one, I don't remember what music I put to it. But The Our Father. So, let me jump over to a tune, see how much time we got left, and let's see what we got going here. Attention. I've never seen so many computers go to sleep. Somebody has put my computer deep in the arms of Morpheus. What should we do? Want to liven up a little bit? Have I depressed you? How about if I make you happy?
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart-to-heart you. You sing to one smile that cheers you. One face that lights when it nears you. One girl, you're everything to. Fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found her, build your world around her. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too.
Out of time. Here's a question for the day. Somebody posed this question, and I responded, should atheists be allowed in the military? And I responded, they should be allowed to serve, but they have to go to church. And every day they must sing, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. One nation under God and the Middle East under Tim Tebow. Instead of Allahu Akbar, you will hear the Muezzin cry, play ball with the Americans. Okay, want to do a little Margie? You're feeling like March is Land of a Thousand. That's a minute and 24. Okay, we got one more subject, the myth of the Arctic meltdown. And here's what they are saying. The ice cap is thicker and covers 1.7 million square kilometers more than 2 years ago. The speech by former trader Al Bin Gore, who created Al Jazeera for $500 million, runaway money, and he left his wife because he wasn't going to share anymore. In sickness and in health, better for worse, unless I get a better deal. Yeah, 50% divorce rate, and that's only the people that are hooking up with papers. Amazing, isn't it? And we are Sodom and Gomorrah? Yeah. This is no longer Brigadoon, man. How are things in Gomorrah? The speech by former U.S. President Al Gore was apocalyptic. I like the one where he accused Bush of being a warmonger. He betrayed us. He played on our fears. Yeah. Well, now he's talking about, I have a picture of a polar bear, and he's standing on one foot, and I put a caption underneath it, "Boy, this ice is hot." "The North Polar Cap is falling off a cliff," he said. "It will be completely gone in summer in as little as 7 years. 7 years from now," that was in 2007. But 7 years after his warning, the mail on Sunday can reveal that far from vanishing, the Arctic ice cap has expanded for the second year in succession with a surge. Depending on how you measure it, it's either 43% or 63% since 2012. 5.62 million square kilometers of ice cap. And that's on the Arctic. I think the Antarctic got more. Yep. And how melt has slowed over 10 years. So they got the ice cap is falling off a cliff. To put it another way, an area about the size of Alaska, America's biggest state, was open water 2 years ago, is now covered by ice. Oh, and I was just ready to buy my carbon credits and anything, paraphernalia. They probably had T-shirts and everything. And caps. They had ice caps. Made of real ice. Unbelievable. Oh. Okay. We're going to go out with a... oh, man. You want another marching tune? Or you want a real... you really want some Dixieland? I'll give you a Margie. told you that I would look for the Star Spangled Banner that was recorded on vinyl by the original cast of D-Day. And I found it. And I apologize, because it's a vinyl record, they scratch easy. There are 47 scratches in the record. But each time you hear a scratch, just say to yourself, 8,000 men died. And that's, if you multiply 8,000 times 47 scratches, that's who died in World War II. So that you and I could sit around and complain about secondhand smoke. So I'm closing with the tribute tonight to all who served this country. Cops, firemen, nobody ever gives the postal workers any credit. But, you know, as inefficient as they are, they're our postal workers. God bless them. And they're good guys. And we got to take care of the good guys. And we got to learn to stick together. Because, like Ben Franklin said, gentlemen, if we don't hang together, then surely we will all hang separately. One thing I'm going to mention before we close, I want to give a shout out to the Marine Corps, to all who have served the U.S. Marine Corps. Nobody is more dedicated than you guys, and nobody knows the meaning of brotherhood more than you guys. And I really feel bad that you went and had to fight for Fallujah twice. Once, when you were halfway through Fallujah, the State Department got involved and started negotiating, and they told you to stop dying. And then they lost the negotiations, and they had you pull back all the way while they were negotiating. And then when they found out that they were making no headway, they said, okay, you can go back now and take Fallujah. They should have been on the front of the berm busters. They should have been tied on the front of tanks with a camera so they could take head-on pictures of the bullets. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your dedication. And I know if the day ever comes when you're told to fire on a fellow American by a communist, you'll know what to do. Boots and Saddles.